Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. And we'll get to your phone calls. And we have all of our Football Friday features from today. But really, the only thing left is our picks coming up at 5:30.
Looking forward to that.
But we do
feeling confident in there.
Well, the lines are so short. I mean, is it a pick 'em between all the games? Or just take the home teams, or
the home team is not getting home team respect in most of these games, which is interesting. So it's a tough matchup.
The home team has a better quarterback, obviously, is the home team with Tampa and Green Bay and Kansas City, right? But the better quarterback is on the Bengals team in Tennessee.
Definitely.
But they get Derrick Henry back.
I would say that the only game I'd be surprised at an upset would be the Green Bay game.
Oh, yes. Right.
I could see the Bengals winning because Tennessee, I mean, they've lost to bad teams this year.
I cannot see the 49ers beating
Rams, absolutely. Yeah. Buffalo, yes.
Yeah.
So our pick's coming up at 5:30, but really Sunday is going to be unbelievable, but I can't wait to see Cincinnati and what they're able to come out. You know, was that their season to get that playoff win, to get the monkey off the back after 31 years, or do they have something to follow up on that? I love Joe Burrow, man. Love watching him play. Love watching that team play. So looking forward to these games. All right, 4 years ago tonight, NFC Championship game. Do we have a ton of confidence going into this game? Ike, I don't remember.
I mean, I did.
Yeah, did we? I guess we did.
Well, it's weird because Foles wasn't great in the Falcons game.
No.
So he hadn't even started rolling yet.
Yeah, but I knew coming off that Minneapolis miracle.
There's no way.
Remember, I went off on Ian Rappaport. When we talked to him, it was like that Thursday before the game. And he was like, and I was asking him about the game and why the Eagles were still underdogs at home by 6 points to this damn Vikings team. And I was like, I think they were a bigger underdog than the Jags were to New England.
That's right.
In New England. And I was like, what am I missing here? And he was like, well, if there's any team that I'd be surprised won this weekend of the four teams, it would be the Eagles. I'm like, what? Like, Case Keenum? Like, all of a sudden, Case Keenum is great?
And Eagles are at home.
And we were at home.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it would be as big of a blowout as it was, obviously. But I thought Minnesota would have a tough time bouncing back from that miracle the week before.
And it really played into the whole thing the Eagles were doing with the underdog and the dog mask and everything else, to where you're that big of an underdog at home and you're the number one seed.
And I gave the example of the 4th-and-26 game, because we came back the next week and laid an egg against Carolina.
Yep, sure.
We could barely score a point the following
big
week.
Big emotional wins like that.
Talked about it all week. It was at home.
Yep.
We didn't even talk about bringing down Carolina. That was almost a given.
Yeah.
So Minnesota probably thought it's meant for us to win, as we won this game. Of course, we're going to Philadelphia to beat Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles.
And it's Thursday, and they're still getting asked about it. And then they're doing all the announcers are coming in for the meetings, and they're talking about it. And everybody's talking about what happened. Yep, couldn't get away
from it.
And of course, the other good thing that came from this was the kid that was harassing the Viking fan, the woman Viking fan, who then was like, slapping him in the face or whatever, pretending to. Anyway.
And then the skull chants at the steps.
The skull chants. The person that got their hat urinated on, he was very upset. But we also have what happened in the game.
Here we go.
The montage from Marilyn Mike from 4 years ago. Here it is.
For the first time in 9 years, the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. For the first time in 13 years, that title game is right here.
60 minutes away from playing in a Super Bowl.
Keenum takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Patrick Robinson!
Nice interception! Oh, big six, Patrick Robinson!
So I saw the ball coming out, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to be an easy pick. You know, when I get a pick, I'm not going out of bounds.
The handoff is to Blunt, up the middle, to the 5. He's in! The train!
The train just ran one over.
La locomotora!
Choo-choo! Keenum back. Hit. Football loose. Look for the football. I think, let's say, the Eagles have it.
From the backside, it's Derek Barnett who gets it out.
One of the best, if not the top defenses in the league, and probably not getting enough credit.
Foles steps up. He is looking. He is going deep and alone. And into the touchdown is Jeffrey! It comes right back at the flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith!
Flea flicker. Clement. A Foles. Hombre abierto para la izquierda. Torrey Smith. Completo. Touchdown! Touchdown! Philadelphia!
I think you just try not to smile. I don't know if I've ever run a flea flicker.
Fires. And it is caught. Aguilar at the 50. At the 40. And ushered out of bounds at the 35. Last year he couldn't catch a cold. This year, he rarely drops anything. Fires, and it is caught deep in the end zone by Jeffrey Dutchman. His second of the game.
And Nick, we trust.
He didn't blink when Carson went down.
A lot of credit goes to Jeffrey right there because it wasn't a cheap maneuver for him to do that.
There's nobody I'm happier for.
I just told him that I was proud of him. I loved him.
And the stadium is delirious.
These fans are the best fans in the world, man. They killed it. They killed it.
You don't come into another team's house and think that you're going to show up and they're not.
The Vikings can spend the rest of the winter ice fishing in Minnesota. For the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl.
I love it, baby. I love it.
And a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
Are we underdogs again? Great. Great. Somehow I'm not surprised.
Merle Reese, pack your bags. We're going to Minneapolis.
We are going to the stinking Super Bowl.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's awesome.
Wow. I still get the chills from that. Man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good, man. Wow, who... And now look where we are.
New norm, baby. Quarterback, new norm. Another coach. Howie's a weasel. Hours pointed low.
We're three quarterbacks removed from that game, man. Well, hell, four if you want to throw Josh McDaniels in there. He had some playing time that year. He was here.
Josh McCown.
I mean, when I say Josh McDaniels, yeah, Josh McCown.
Future Texans head coach.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, I'm sitting there listening to that, and I'm saying – yeah, that was supposed to be the new norm. That was supposed to be the beginning of a new era of Eagles football. But, wow, what a game.
If it was only that easy, right?
Well, yeah, if it was only that easy.
Yeah. It brings back to pack your bags, you're going. And then we packed our bags and we went up there and brought back all those memories. Levi got interviewed by the Washington Post reporter, and he was very pleased that he was in an interview on the Washington Post. We got it. I mean, it was amazing.
What's the last time we've been united as a fan base?
Clearly. Yeah.
It's clearly been divided ever since that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the shows were like after the NFC. And, like, the NFC Championship game happened, and then I don't remember what the shows were like after the Super Bowl either. It was just like everyone's just calling it happening.
We celebrated for 6 months. Yeah, we celebrated.
They're the Eagles.
We had a draft. We didn't even know who the hell we drafted that
year. We didn't pay one.
Neither did the Eagles.
Attention to it. Yeah, I guess they were doing the same thing.
So
they traded out of the first round that year.
Yep. Yeah, that was the you're right.
They got Goddard an additional pick. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. Good job, Jack. What's your favorite moment from the NFC Championship run? You guys have one? Like favorite play or favorite moment?
For me, it would probably have to be the pick six.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it would probably have to be the big pick six. Because it would either be that pick six or the LeGarrette Blount touchdown. Man, I used to just be so happy watching LeGarrette Blount run the football. I mean,
pick up a full head of steam.
Man,
and
it's like nobody wants to tackle him. No. He thought he was going to score every time he got a full head of steam. If he got to that second level, people were looking to get out of the way.
He's a good player.
Man.
He smokes Andejo in that game.
Man. And if I'm not – if I'm correct, he got a touchdown in the Atlanta game, the Minnesota game,
and the Super Bowl. Yeah.
So he scored a touchdown in all those games.
It's a really underrated player. Yeah, he was a good player for a long time. He was.
So, Pat,
it's definitely the pick six, and I don't know if we realize how big of a play that was. It's 3rd and 8. Minnesota had the ball at the 43-yard line.
And they had already had the lead. They already had the lead.
7-0. It's 3rd and 8. If they get a first down there, they're over midfield. And, man, I was already nervous as hell at that point. I'm like, oh, my God, right? They marched down the field their first time.
High night through
butter. Yep. And Robinson gets that play, and it was over after that. I mean, literally, the Eagles rolled.
Well, no, remember they had the Barnett play, I think, after that.
Right before halftime.
Yeah. Where Minnesota had, like, a chance to sort of get back in the game.
Or was it after halftime? No, like, if they don't stop them there, it's a much different game as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was then the floodgates opened.
That's another great play, too.
That's probably a better.
That's an underrated one.
Well,
yeah.
And the moment it was really over.
So let's not act like Derek Barnett didn't do anything.
Yeah, he got that, and he picked up the fumble in the Super Bowl. What a player.
Hey, I'll
worth
take it.
And then it
was worth it.
And then I would just say, obviously, pick six was massive, but like the game was still kind of close in the second half, and then they came out with the flea flicker, and it was like, oh, they're just showing off now.
Yeah, that's when I was high-fiving people in the press box.
That was the exhale.
That's when I broke all the rules and started high-fiving people in the press box.
So did everybody else,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, like, yeah, all right, I'm going to get the hell out of here.
I think Richie even clapped that night. I'm pretty sure he was in the press box excited.
Did he? He was happy.
They're just excited that night. Oh, I don't know. Well, you and I were the only ones that went out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the midday show didn't go.
Nope.
Yeah.
And then Trey decided he was coming out with us as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember Trey. The floating broadcaster, yeah.
Trey, I think we need a day off from you. We'll talk to you again in two days.
I'll be back down here. I'll be over here. All right, Trey.
Wow, what a time. What a time. Feels so far away at this point. It really does. It really does. It feels so far.
Well, we were supposed to be in SoFi this year, man.
Los Angeles. When's Detroit have a Super Bowl? That's when the Eagles going back then. One, yeah.
Elliot will not be there, by the way.
That's right. He has travel conflicts with Detroit. All right, back to the phones. Tom in Vancouver.
All right, Tommy.
Tom, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, gentlemen.
Tom?
What's up, Tom?
So, 4 years ago, my son was 1 year old, and I was watching the game with him. He obviously didn't remember a damn thing, so I started trying to rewatch the various games from that year with him a couple weeks ago, watched the Atlanta game, and was about to go to the Vikings game. His 5-year-old heart couldn't take it, and he said he can't watch it because I didn't want to tell him who won. I want him to experience all the excitement, all the emotion as we go through it.
So does he watch the games with you now, Tom? All the current games?
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. He does. And he likes to pretend he's a player, so he'll run back and forth in front of the television. He doesn't understand the rules properly, but he'll pretend he's a receiver and a running back. He'll be the QB, running back, and receiver all in the same
hut, hut. Oh, cool. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, hey, you know, I was listening to that old series that was made up of WIP extracts from from that whole playoff run. And the thing that I remarked most listening to it was that you two were amongst the only people, a little bit Angelo, but really you two were the stalwarts of being positive during the whole lead up to the playoffs after Wentz got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, we put the city on our back, Tom. That's what John and I did, and John actually put Nick Foles on his back. So.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, Tom, here's the secret with all that. We were being positive, and I think we genuinely both thought, like, hey, listen, they can still be the number one seed. Let's just take it game by game. We don't need to say that they're still winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
But, I didn't believe they were actually going to win the Super Bowl at that moment. I was hoping, but I didn't actually believe it. With Nick Foles, and then he came out, he was terrible in some of those games. But
that Atlanta game.
It worked out.
I encourage any listener who's interested in reliving some of those moments to go and listen to that podcast series, because it is just stunning listening to the other
like.
WIP host just ripping into the team. So get into your question. question of the day, though. At best, I would say that it's pointing sideways, and I don't see how anyone can say it's pointing up unless there's just the general feeling thing. Because before the season, the worst case scenario I felt anyway was having a QB that's only just good enough to make it difficult to move on from him. And that's exactly where we seem to be right now.
Yep. So, yeah, Tom, it's an appreciated buddy. It is like Jalen Hurts is competent for sure. Right. Like when he plays, you're like, all right, like you don't feel like you're going to get crushed with Jalen Hurts, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for competency. Looking for a good player. Looking for a really good player.
Okay, let me throw this out there because I get this tweeted at me a lot, you know, when people want me to ask you.
Yeah, ask me.
So, with Jalen being where he's at, say everybody agrees or most people agree that he's not there right now. But does the fact that the team isn't ready to win right now make it a lot easier to be able to go with Jalen because the expectations – should sort are if they're properly placed, he's in the right position to meet those expectations. It's when we raise the expectations, then we expect him to be at a certain level. So in other words, this is a young team. He's young right along with them. Mm-hmm. Why are we trying to accelerate the process?
Mm-hmm. But it's not always about the end result. It's about what you see when you watch the games, and that's what it is with me. I mean, just being honest with – what Jack, I saw this on Twitter. Someone put the college scouting report on Jalen Hurts out from the prior to the NFL draft, the 2020 draft when he was drafted. And if you look at the weaknesses, and this is right, this is like NFL.com, Jack. I mean, this is so here's the weaknesses of Jalen Hurts before the draft. Has issues sustaining rhythm as a passer with so many off scheduled throws. Would you say he's improved heavily from that?
No.
Inconsistent patience allowing routes to develop. Has he gotten better at that?
That's what we're still talking about.
Slow recognition of early throw opportunities. Leave slants and crossers behind targets. Misses checkdowns and opts for harder throws.
Does not throw a lot of checkdowns.
Deep.
Although I'm okay with that.
I don't want to do deep arm dip, but force speedsters at OU and Alabama to slow for deep throws. In other words, doesn't throw a great deep ball.
Right.
Needs to get better at trusting his pocket. Quick to drop his eyes when pressure mounts. More likely to avoid pocket than climb, scan, and throw from it. Mm. Every one of these weaknesses he still has.
Mm. A lot of that stuff it holds true.
Right?
Yeah.
And have you seen, honestly, have you seen progress in those things?
Some things. You know what the real thing is? How much progress have you seen? Right? So if you're saying, okay, he's improved a little bit, but you need more of a jump. Because if he's improving at a snail's pace, that doesn't do you any good as a staff moving forward. So you almost need him to take leaps and bounds. That's why this offseason is big for him. I mean, it just truly is. He would need to take a huge step this year because the Eagles, I would imagine, want to have a definitive answer.
Yep.
And right now,
well, you need one, really.
Yeah, I mean, because like I was saying earlier, how do you know how to plan accordingly with the rest of your team? Right? Are you planning with a quarterback that you have to adapt the offense this way with? Or do you get a guy where you say he has a cannon for an arm or what have you, and so now we can stretch the field, we can play vertical and do all these other things, and you get chunk plays and you score in 4 or 5 plays as opposed to having 10, 12 play drives. Like, that's ultimately what the Eagles as an organization want from their offense, right? Like,
They want a vertical offense. Yeah, that's what they want. And that's difficult to do with a guy that doesn't thrive in doing that, because then you need to – like when the Eagles re-signed DeSean Jackson, brought him back here, the idea was that Wentz was going to lead this vertical offense. In that first game against Washington, man, they were just trying to throw the ball to DeSean down the field. Did DeSean have a good game that game? That was the one good game he had.
Two touchdowns, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of the 5 that he played in the 2 years that he was here, yeah.
Dominated that game.
That's what they want. Yeah. They don't want dink and dunk. They don't want to run the ball. They want to have an explosive offense, passing offense. That's what they want. That's the modern NFL. That's when you look at the teams that are playing. tomorrow and on Sunday. For the most part, you have a vertical offense. And you say San Francisco.
I guarantee they're looking at Joe Burrow saying, yeah, that's what we wanted.
Right. And then you look at San Francisco and you're like, well, they're not going to beat Green Bay. It's because you don't believe in the quarterback.
Right. Yep.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. You believe Cincinnati can win because of Burrow.
Yep.
Let's go to Bruce. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Marks and Reese. Hey, what's going on? Happy Friday to you guys.
Brucey, babe. Brucey. How you doing?
What's up, Bruce?
Oh, man. Hey, look. Good combo as usual. Man, hey, Marks.
Yo.
Johnny Marks, man. Look, that list of deficiencies for Jalen are pretty damning. And I didn't know of all of those deficiencies, but the one of the things, you know, I've been a big proponent of Jalen this whole season. And what was really disappointing in the playoff game was that you saw a lot of those issues against a good team. But with that said, moving forward, I think that he's done enough to deserve another season because there's two things here. He was constrained in two ways. Number one, a young coaching staff that didn't do a very good job of scheming and setting up good plays for him to be successful with the 1.5 receivers that he had available. And, oh, by the way, some of the receivers didn't perform well. I mean, he delivered the ball sometimes when he needed to, and they dropped the pass, and it happened in numerous games. So when you put all that together, the fix that going forward, one of the things you're going to have to do, you're going to have to get him some weapons. You're going to have to get him a mix of veterans and maybe something in the draft and then shore up the defense. But we're talking about Jalen. So I think those are the things that have go forward. Now, with that said, as far as these draft picks are concerned, I think that Howie needs to take one of those picks and move them into the next year so that we do have leverage, because here's what I don't want to see. We don't know what we're going to get from Jalen. If those limitations, if they are not coached up, and I don't have the confidence that they can coach those deficiencies out of him, right?
Right.
But if that does not happen, then we have the option of the next year, because we're not going to be guaranteed to get
2023 now we're talking about? I mean, see, that's the thing. Now you're talking about 2023. And what they'll do next year is they'll try to incorporate more passing. And then when they decide that that's not something that they can continue to do, then you're going to be back to running the ball. I mean, that's what they did this year.
Well,
they,
unless he improves.
Yeah. Yeah. They may find a good balance of him throwing more. And, I mean, you do need better weapons. You and I have been saying that for the last couple of days. Go out there and get him somebody to throw to. Damn it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese, Football Friday. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Jack, do you have something good today? Are you gonna break? Are you gonna cause people to call in and say they break the law like yesterday?
No, it's a positive one. It's off.
No, it is
NFC Championship related.
Oh God,
we love to reminisce around here, don't we?
Yeah,
no city's better at it.
Yeah, I can understand. I'm not going. I can see him not liking his top five.
Why?
But who knows with you and your NFC Championship nonsense. In case you don't remember.
You're worried about 2002, aren't you?
In case you don't remember. Well, I got four other ones I could choose from, too. What you mean?
It's positive. I'm not ripping 02. Okay, that was last week.
Okay. Ike is correct to kind of look at you cross-eyed.
Well, listen, when NFC title games come up, there's not like it's a bunch of positivity that runs through my mind.
Understandable.
Well, whose fault was that?
Not
like
ours.
One guy on this show who had control over what happened in those games, and it wasn't John.
Not us, Jack. All right, coming up, we have top 5 at 5. Your phone calls as well, a lot more. It's a Friday. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Now, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Already have an account? Well, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers, join today with promo code Ike to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code Ike. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. Don't forget, that's promo code Ike on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.